This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. All praise due to Allah, the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets and messengers, from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses to Jesus, and the last messenger of Allah to mankind, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the revealer of all heavenly books, the Old Testament, the Torah, Zabur, Psalms to David, Injil, New Testament to Jesus, and also Quran, the last testament to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, let us begin our day with the normal prayer invocation that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommend his ummah humbly, and hopefully that we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our day. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka nushur. Bismillahillazi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Raditu billahi rabba وبال اسلام دينا وبمحمد نبيا. اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم ادخلنا جنتك واجرنا من النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. We never feel bored to keep on asking Allah Almighty, the Creator, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing, to bless our day and our evening, our night, to bless our living and our death, so that we have a good ending. And also, may Allah Almighty make us realize the importance to be prepared, to prepare ourselves with the righteous deeds before we depart from this world to meet our Lord Allah Rabbul Alameen. We as believers do remember the importance of the life here, and the most important of the life hereafter. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And we keep on asking Allah Rabbul Alameen to protect all of us wherever we are. In Malaysia, in Thailand, in US, in Syria, in Myanmar, wherever we are, to protect all of us who love peace, to have peace. So that we all will be given our rights. It's very important, if you want peace wherever you go, you have to honor the rights of everybody. Then peace will come to all of us. We also ask Allah Almighty to increase in all of us knowledge that benefit us, hikmah. Knowledge is knowledge. Hikmah is something very special that Allah have given to the prophets, and we hope that Allah will give us some of the hikmah. Hikmah means wisdom in life, wisdom in looking at things, wisdom in choosing something that we want in our life. We are lacks of wisdoms. We may have knowledge, information, but we are lacks of wisdom in life. When wisdom is not there, then we are not careful in what we say. When there is wisdom, we are very careful in our words, what we want to say, what we want to do. Remember, a word is like a bullet. One is out, is out. It may injure just anybody without we realizing. But it's good to be humble, and if we realize quickly, we ask Allah for forgiveness. And may Allah forgive all of us. Ameen. And we always ask Allah Almighty again to provide for all of us sustenance, risky provision that benefit us, that is good for us. Sometimes when people don't have a lot to spend, they want more. When you have more, you have more problem. It's not that you cannot ask for more. We want more, but the more that we receive is something that make us better, not make us further from Allah, but closer to Allah. The more we have, the more we can do good. The more we can contribute and help others. That is good. And we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to give us the wisdom now to make sure that we all who are still very healthy and active to do things that really benefit our iman. To be active, engaging in activities that is not just for fun or entertainment, but that benefit ourselves, our health, our belief, our iman, our children, family, so that it become a very productive activities. And we keep on asking Allah to enter all of us who believe in Him to paradise. Ameen. And to save us from hellfire. Ameen. And the best way to do that is always say, O Allah, give us a balanced life. We want good in this life, and we want better in the next life. That is the prayer, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabanna. Before I continue, let us recite this ayah again as a reminder. I believe majority of us do memorize this ayah, and that's why I'm confident to invite you to recite this ayah together. I may even just start and you can continue. That's how easy this ayah is. It starts with Kul inna salati. Let us recite this. Kul inna salati. Continue. Good. We all remember that, alhamdulillah. Now let us recite together again. Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Allahu akbar. This ayah is to refresh our memory. Remind us again about our commitment, our promise that we have made with Allah Almighty, the Creator. Number one, Allah who created all of us with a very noble reason, purpose, and He sent prophets and messengers to guide us, to teach us, so that we become a very good and successful leaders. At least lead ourselves. The reminder is, say, we must keep on telling ourselves, remind ourselves, recall back our promise with Allah. All my prayer, whether it is for obligatory prayer or optional prayer, all my sacrifices, living in this life, we have to sacrifice a lot. A husband have to sacrifice their time to go out to work to get some good income, halal income to support the family. The mother have to sacrifice to bring up the children with full of love, care, mercy. Children also will go through their own sacrifices. The employer also sacrifices a lot of his money to create job for people. And the employee also have to sacrifice their time and be committed to their job. The teacher have been sacrificing a lot to educate the student. The student also have sacrificed their time that they like to sleep and they have to go to school. Everybody is offering a sacrifice in their own way. So we say to Allah, all my prayers, all my sacrifices, my living, what I do in this life, and I'm going to die sooner or later, everything is for Allah. That is our commitment, our promise made years and years back. We have been reciting this prayer. Maybe this prayer do not trigger our awareness. It did not really make us think that there is a commitment that we have made. There is a promise that we have made with Allah. But it's true. Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin means, you must remind yourself about your promise with God. That we are not here just to eat and drink and sleep and have children. That's all. No. We are here, we have a very, very important mission. So that is what we are here every Sunday. But before I continue, to all the good brothers and sisters, we know that we are in year 2017. It should be a new year with new spirit, new ideas, inshallah, new strategies. But today also we have our families, you know, who are back from the travel, Dato' Adnan, and the family, the wife, Sister Flora. We have the family from our Sister Ali Zakim, who came all the way from Philippines, oh not Philippines, Thailand, yeah, I forgot, sorry. No. We like to welcome them to our humble Dewan, our hall here, Al-Qadim. Al-Qadim stands for serving mankind. We are here to promote the universal values, how to live together like a big family, to recall back the mission of all the prophets from Adam to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses, to Jesus and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that all of them were sent by the same God, Allah, with the same mission. I will share with you after this, based on the book that we are referring to, is Knowing Allah's Prophets and Messengers. Now before we continue, let me quote a few other sayings in other reference, just an addition inshaAllah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam remind all of us who is his followers. We love all the prophets. That's why when we perform our prayer, we never forget to perform salawat, salutation to Prophet Muhammad and the family of Prophet Muhammad, and also to Prophet Abraham and the family of Prophet Abraham. That is our link, not only from Muhammad downward, but it go back until Prophet Abraham, Prophet Ismail, Prophet Isaac, Yaqub, and all the other prophets from the Bani Israel. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind us about few things that is very important for us to understand. Number one, I did quote this saying earlier, but just to recap again. مَا مِن نَبِين يَمْرِدُ إِلَّا خُيِّرْ بَيْنَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and it was reported by his beloved wife Aisha radiallahu anha, no prophet became seriously ill. No prophet became seriously ill but that he was given a choice. That means when we are ill, we were not given a choice. Only prophets and messengers were given a choice between living or dying. Whether the prophet are ready to die or he still wants to live on this world. Why? Because they are different. Allah gave the angel of death the permission to pull out every soul. But when come to the prophets, the angel of death, before pulling the souls of the prophet, he must present it to them nicely, that your time is up. Are you ready to go back? To who? To God, who had created all of us. We belong to Him, we have to return back to Him sooner or later. So now it is up to the prophet. Is it next week? Then angel of death will say, okay, he will come back next week. But most of the prophet, when it was presented properly, how angel of death will present it, the best way to present it is he must say to the prophet, God Almighty love you so much and he's waiting for you now. Are you ready to go back? That is what he discussed with Moses. Because the first approach, he said to Moses, time up. Moses give him a punch. He have a blue eye and he went back to God. Then, I have a problem today. So then he came back the second time. And he presented in a nice manner. Yeah. God Almighty loves you so much and He is waiting for you. Are you ready now? Immediately Moses responded, Almighty, the Creator, King of all kings is waiting for me. How can I delay? How can I say no? I'm ready. Yeah. Out he goes. This is important. They are special. Then the Prophet continued by saying, مَا قَبْلَ اللَّهُ نَبِيًّا إِلَّا فِي الْمَوْضِعَ الَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُتْفَنَ فِيهِ. Allah never took away a prophet's life except in the location where He likes for him to be buried. Meaning, wherever the prophet died, he will be buried at the same place. He won't be transferred to the graveyard like us. When we die, even we choose, I want to die at home, maybe you die in the hospital. I want to die at my home, the home that I bought, you know, but maybe you'll be transferred to the house of your son, your daughter, when you are weak. We do not know. But for a prophet, Allah will plan for them. And then where they die, that is where they will be buried. Prophet Muhammad dies in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, and that's where he was buried. Yeah. But we don't do that. Yeah. You cannot say to your children, if I die here, you bury, you die in the flat. Where is, there's no place for you to bury you in the flat. Yeah. Then you may have problem. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah Rabbul Alameen make it easy for all of us. And the Prophet did say in other hadith from Abi Huraira, Al-Anbiya ikhwa li'allat ummaha tuhum shatta wa dinuhum wahid. From Bukhari and Muslim, Prophet Muhammad SAW said, the prophets from Adam to me are like brothers from co-wives. They have different mothers, but one religion. And the religion is submit to the Creator. Known to us Islamically is Al-Islam, and all of them are Muslim. Now, our last chapter that we are discussing, it was chapter 3, and we talk about leading to reform. We are talking about that in our last class. Let me recap again, it's important. The elements of the Prophet's mission, this was been shared last week, but I like to recap because it's a very important information. Prophet is here to come and bring reform, changes. Meaning a prophet is not is not there to follow any one of us, no. But he was sent by Almighty, Allah Almighty, to make reform, to make changes. The prophets were sent by Allah as truthful and sincere guides for the people. All of the prophets, Allah's peace and blessing be upon them, had one purpose and goal, saving the people from misguidance, number one. Prophet was sent to make sure that those who are misguided is guided, leading them from darkness to light. Zulumat ila nur. Who are prophets? When people know that this is a prophet, at their time, they were leaders. Leaders of what? Leaders to goodness. Leader who always plan what is good for the people. Not what is good for himself only, no. It's not a leader who are very selfish, thinking of himself, thinking of how to be rich, how to be happy just for him, no. And that's why you look at the lifestyle of all the prophet, they live in a very humble environment. They can live in palaces, big villas if they want, but they choose to live in a small place. They have to set an example. Allah describes them. Now let us look at what Allah talked about these people. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّ يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا in Surah Anbiya verses 73. We make them the prophets, أَئِمَّ leaders. Who make them leaders? Allah. In the beginning, all these prophets will have to go through a lot of trial, because the people do not know that they are the chosen one. The people were expecting that a leader is a person who come and follow them, not to create reform, not to make changes, that but to follow their trend. No. God don't follow us. We have to follow God. This is how it goes. They were sent as leader to guide the people. How do they guide them? Allahu Akbar. Allah is telling us very clearly, no one can guide anyone without the guidance of God. We are no God, we are just human. No one can really guide anyone without the guidance of Allah. You remember the beginning of all my lectures? I always quote Khutbatul Hajah. مَنْ يَحْدِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُدِلَّ لَهِ وَمَنْ يُتْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. This is what the Prophet always remind his Ummah. Whoever follow the guidance of Allah, no one can misguide them anymore. Whoever choose not to follow the guidance of God, they cannot be guided. That's how it goes. And that's why Allah put that condition, bi amrina. You guide the people with the commandment of Allah, not with your ideas, your logic. I think we don't need your thoughts. We just want to know what God wants us to do. Simple as that. Sometimes, human, because the knowledge that Allah has given them, the little knowledge, make them feel that they are so knowledgeable, so smart, that they are starting to say, I think. That God say this because, no, you don't have to use your thinking. Allah know what is best for us. And that's why our prophet give a very severe warning as a guidance to all of us. To who? To the knowledgeable people. To those who consider themselves as intellect, professionals, scholars, thinkers, to this group of people. Man qala Qur'an bi ra'yi. This is a saying of a prophet. Man qala Qur'an bi ra'yi falyatabawwaq maq'adahu minan nar. Whoever dare to quote the word of God and try to interpret according to his logic, my feeling, I think he have prepared for himself hellfire. That means he is ready to go to hell. And that's why all the prophet was sent by Allah Almighty for this purpose. Because Allah, when he appoints a messenger, he is not just select him, grant him to be a prophet and leave it to him. No, he will send guidance from his commandment. In the time of Moses, Old Testament Torah was revealed. In the time of David, Psalm was revealed. In the prophet time of prophet Abraham, Suhuf Ibrahim was revealed. In the time of Jesus, New Testament was revealed. In the time of prophet Muhammad, Quran was revealed. Then Allah Rabbul Alameen sent other guidance too. That's why you have Quran, Hadith Qudsi, and Hadith. All is been guided by Allah Rabbul Alameen. Prophets, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ أَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. A prophet will never talk about God based on his logic, based on what I think. Never once a prophet say, I think. No. He will say that I will just convey the message that Allah have revealed to me. That's all. So, a good scholar will never say, I think. No. We don't need your... If you can think, I also can think. I think there are many thinkers here. I also have a better understanding. No. Is it logic? Oh, it's very, very logic. You must remember that our knowledge that Allah gives is so little. It's like what Omar radiallahu anhu said when he was walking along the beach. He take a stone and throw as far as he can. And when the stone fall into this ocean, he said to his people, the knowledge that God have given me is just like this one stone in the ocean. The knowledge of Allah is so vast that nobody can comprehend the knowledge of God. Just be humble and follow His guidance. That is very important. You cannot say, I was guided, now I'm going to guide you according to how I think. No. You guide the people with the commandment of God. That's how you guide people. That means you're not that, follow me. No. You follow what God wants you to do. And Allah Almighty said, whoever want to prove his love to me, if you say you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah command us to follow his messenger. And it's proven from the first, second, and third generation, the best nation is the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Proven by thinkers today, not only by Muslim thinkers, even by not yet Muslim thinker, when they look back to the history of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what kind of reform that he have brought to the people, they were so amazed. They said, this man, if he is alive today, no one who have the sense to say who are good will say that we don't have to follow him. He is the best model. As a person, as a businessman, as a husband, as a father, and as a leader. When he was calling his people to God, his people were so irritated. Don't disturb us. leave us alone. This is what we have been doing from generation. This is our culture. This is our tradition. What do you want from us, dear Muhammad? What you really want? You want to be the richest among us? We agreed to collect all the money from different leaders from the tribe and give it to you. You become the richest among us. No problem. We'll give you all the money you want. If that's what you want. Or you want to be the leader among us? No problem. We can sit down and discuss. We appoint you to be a leader. Is that a good offer? How do you think if this thing come to you? All the different party come and stop talking about this. Don't disturb. Give us the peace of mind. Leave us alone. What do you think? Do you think you will accept the offer? You and me, do you think you will accept? Yeah. Be human. MashaAllah, I'm going to be the leader, man. Without fighting, without anything. People just appoint me. It is a good offer. Immediately say, okay. But what did our prophet answer to this kind of offer? I don't want all these things. I'm not here for that. Neither I can force you to change. No. My duty, my mission is just to convey the truth to you. To tell you what God wants you to do. Whether you follow or not to follow, I have no authority. Just that. If you are not guided, I will bring guidance to you. If you don't have knowledge, I will give you the knowledge so that you know. That's all. I cannot force you to change too. I don't need this. It's so simple. You can keep your money. You can keep your leadership. Be a leader. There's no problem. I'm not here for that. If you become good leader, you are guided and you guide your people with the guidance of God. That is what you have to do. And you become a good leader. The people will love you because you guide them with the guidance of God. That's all. Keep your power. Keep your money. I don't want. But do you know what they ask in return? They are prepared to give everything to Muhammad bin Abdullah, Muhammad Rasul, with only one. Stop calling us to God. That's all. But he can't do that. Because all prophets was appointed by Allah to convey the message. They cannot betray God. It's an amanah. And that's why the other ayah calling to worshipping Allah alone. The most important part of the Prophet's mission was calling the people to worship the Creator. That's all. Don't ignore the Creator. Don't ignore God. Don't play God. Don't think that you are God. No. We are God's creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوْهِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. We did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad. Even Allah is telling our prophet. We never sent any messenger before you, O Muhammad, but have revealed to them or to him that there is no true God except me alone, Allah. So worship me, O people. That's all. Never once in the time of Adam taught his children, worship Papa. No. He's the father of mankind. Never once in the time of Noah, he command his wife, his children, worship your daddy. No. Worship Allah. The God who created me and created all of you. Never once in the time of Abraham, he called his children to worship him. No. neither in the time of Moses, the time of Zechariah, the time of all the other prophets, except all of them called people to worship one true God, Allah Rabbul Alameen. And Allah says again, وَلَقَدْ بَأَسْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدَ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَنِبُ التَّغُودِ. The Quran statement revealed by Allah is so clear, so straightforward that nobody can misinterpret it. Indeed, we have sent to every nation a messenger, calling, saying, worship Allah. That's what they are sent for. How to be a good businessman? You can be. Do your business. What you want to eat, as long as it's good, eat. But don't ignore the one who created you. And avoid false gods. Now Allah is telling us, why Allah is saying, and washtanibu taghut? Because human start to create their own gods when they know it's not the true God. They start to worship heroes. They know that hero is human like you and me. Eat, drink, sleep. But the idea, because everybody want to do some little business if possible. By create this false God, we can do a business. It's a business. Because when you can make idols, and you color the idols in what color you like, and this color is a better color, then you can sell. So you are selling gods now. It's a big business. Sometimes our own culture have nothing to do with belief. Sometimes you ask them, why do you pray firecrackers? Firework. When was firework invented? It's good to know. Why they come up with this burning and lighting and sound for what? Somebody come with some ideas to chase the evil away. Then somebody buy it. And now everybody is following. It's business. That's why when Prophet Abraham called his son, now the father of Abraham called his son Abraham to sell idols made by his father. He's the only salesman that nobody wants to buy from him. Because the way he promotes the product, you want to buy, this is from my father. I think you better worship my father more than this idol, because he makes these idols. You know, you want to buy, you buy. But I'm telling you the truth. This is made by my father. So you want to worship the one that make the idol or the maker of the idols? How can people buy product like that? You know? You want to buy an iPhone? Yeah, you buy. But it's not user-friendly, difficult. I don't think people want to buy this kind of phone from this kind of man. You must know how to promote your product. Now today we are going to continue guiding to goodness and warning from evil. Allahu Akbar. Every prophet worked very hard to show his people the right way. It's not easy. It's not easy to make change. It's not easy to bring reform. It's not easy. So all the prophets have to work very hard to show their people the right way. You see, government have been promoting from day one. The constitution of the country said no corruption. Correct or not? Is there written in any time in the Malaysian constitution, be corrupted for a while. Little corruption, no problem. Is there such kind of law written? No. No corruption. To the extent that you have to come up with a unit called anti-corruption to show how serious the government about corruption. Is that true? Do we have an anti-corruption agency? Alhamdulillah. Do you think it's easy to make people follow this rule? Yeah. Do you think it's easy? It's very ideal. It's true. It's there. It's not easy. If these things have been implemented, Allahu Akbar, this country will be so blessed. Because Almighty Allah have reminded us, if you follow my commandment, you are thankful to my guidance, I will increase my blessing upon what I have given you. Your economy will increase. The peace will increase. Health will be increased. Everything, the extra blessing. Allah can do wonders. He can protect us from all the viruses, all the pollution, if we follow His commandment. But we choose not to follow. We follow our desire. Allah told all the prophet what is good for them and order them to do it. Then all the prophet will have to do the same thing to tell his people what is good for them and order them to do it. Not just tell them and then leave it to them. He will guide them. Then he warned them from every evil act and ordered them to stay away. He do not just warn you, this is bad, but he will try his best to stop you from doing what is bad. Stop you from eating what is bad. Drinking what is bad. You see, that's why the Prophet, I give you one example. In the Quran, Allah said, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَ. What is the meaning of that? I think majority of us memorize this ayah. وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَ. What is the meaning? Somebody share with me. Somebody want to share with me. What is وَيْلُل? Oh, what? Hellfire. Wailul is one of the name of the hellfire. Hellfire for who? For who? Who? Wailul li kulli humaza til lumaza. For who? For the backbiter. You bite people from the back. From the gossiper. People who like to gossip behind. Well, God said that. So the prophet had to tell his people, don't gossip, don't backbite. And then the prophet had to guide them and even put a very stern warning. La tadkhulul jannah namima. Now he had to reinforce. He said, nobody enter paradise if you die as a gossiper. When we gossip, what is the intention for us to gossip about others? Do we have good intention? Or I have a good intention? I'm very sincere, no? I'm talking about that person because I'm very sincere. You are very sincere and you talk bad about the person. If But no one is perfect. If somebody makes a mistake here and there, it's still very common. But of course, in the same time, there are two types of mistakes. Mistake done by you secretly, personally, don't involve the public. May Allah forgive us easily, and we don't have to talk about it. We cannot be silent if you know. And it involves the public, you cannot be silent. Because your silence means you agreed with the wrong saying, the wrong doing. Prophet was not sent for that. What is haq? He will tell you what is haq. What is wrong? Even he is going to face a lot of problem from his people, he have to say it out loud. That is their mission. Because we don't know. But mistake done openly is something that we have to say. To remind each other so that people are aware. There's is a trust, and they must work very hard towards it. Abdullah bin Amr reported that the Prophet himself said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌ قَبْلِ إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَدُلُّ أُمَّةَ عَلَى خَيْرٍ مَا يَعْلَمُهَا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهَا وَيَنْزِرُهُمْ شَرٌ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهَا. Indeed, it was a right on every prophet, the duty, the responsibility of all prophets and messengers. Before me, the Prophet is telling his people, before me there are so many messengers and prophets. It was their right and their duty to guide his people to the best that he knew for them. And to warn them from the evil that he knew for them. Why Allah said and the Prophet said, do they know? Because they were guided by Allah Almighty, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing, about the past, the present, and the future is in the hand, the knowledge of Almighty God. Allah Rabbul Alam. I have shared with all the good brothers and sisters, simple example. It's like the director, producer of a film. And the one I always like to quote is The Lord of the Ring. A very interesting movie. Did I watch? Yes, I watched. Yeah. That's why I can share with you about this movie. They have chapter 1, Lord of the Ring, Lord of the Ring, then Return of the King. Yeah. The last one, Return of the King. I still don't remember the call. But because the way they present the movie is very interesting. When you look at the Quran, you look at the Hadith, look at what they are trying to show in the movie, you have some very close, I would say that they are showing us what is in the book. It becomes a movie. It's like the Ten Commandments about Moses. Very interesting. Now, before they show it to the public, do you think they have to prepare chapter 1, 2, 3 first? They have to do all the things because it's a shooting, it's a movie. They have to shoot everything and then they prepare. Now they go to editing and now it's ready for viewing. But they are not going to come out one by one. Do you think the producer and director do not know what is in the movie? What is going to come next? Do you think they know? They knew. Because they are the producer. They are the director. And also the actors, the good guy and the bad guy, everybody knows already. Allah, He is the director, the creator, the all-knowing. He directs everybody who want to follow His guidance. He knows what is happening, the past, and He's telling us now. He knows what's going to happen now, and He's guiding us too. And He knows what's going to happen after that, and He is warning us through His messenger. Bringing glad news and warning from punishment, the prophets brought glad news, good news to the good people who follow, that Allah is pleased with them and will reward them in the best manner. To the extent that Allah said, لِكُلِّ حَسَنَ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا, every good deed that you engage in sincerely for Allah, Allah will reward you 10 times more than what you have offered. A ringgit spent for the cause of Allah with the right intention, 10 ringgit Allah will replace back. If you believe. But we don't see 10 ringgit come back. You want the ringgit by ringgit, or you want more than that? 1 ringgit you spend, Allah bless you with health you can't see. Allah protect you from the virus that you can't see. Do you think that is better? I like that. Money I can earn again, but health is something that I cannot just buy. I must take care of my health. Who protect us from all the bad things around us? Allah. I think I want that more. I want to be healthy. And if I can buy health, I will buy. But by helping somebody, and Allah reward you, bless you, shower His mercy upon you more, that is the best thing that we have received from Allah. Money you can find. Today people don't believe in the blessing. We have problem. We believe in numbers, but our number. Yeah. That's why when there's accident, everything slows down. Not because they want to help. They're looking at the numbers. And if the car overturned, they must play the number, overturn the number again. You know? They're very smart, you know. Thinking of how the number moves. They don't care how many people die. You look at the vehicle, what's the number of this car? And they also have a manual. They have a book. Especially our Chinese people, my people. They are very good. Have you bought that book before? Have you seen the book? Somewhere. I used that book a lot before. When I was not yet a Muslim. The book of, they said, the lucky book. You know. Go for your luck. But you must have wisdom at that time. No? You must look at the number of this is this number. This accident. And then you must recall. You cannot just, the book is straight accident. Accident is this number. But you must recall what happened in the accident. How many car? How many motors? What is the number? How many times they overturn? If you can have all the information, then you overturn, then you get the right number. Sometimes it works. Shaitan also do his work, you know. And that particular horse can run faster than, because Shaitan was poking in his back. This is how it works. And He, Allah, will admit them into paradise and they will remain in it forever. But there is one kind of sins that when we commit that sin and die with that sin, you enter hell and there is no exit. Other than that sin, we may enter hell because of how bad we are before, but we have changed, we have become better, then Allah will allow us to exit and go to paradise. What kind of sin is that? Shirk. Don't underestimate shirk. Don't take shirik lightly. No, don't do that. And that's why the Prophet was reminded, وَاسْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُودِ. The mission of all prophets and men, to remind the people to not commit shirik. Shirik means you are worshipping other than the true God, that don't deserve to be worshipped. The prophets also warn from disobeying Allah and doing evil deeds. They told their people about the great punishment for the evildoer in hell. And Allah said, Rusulan mubashirin wa munzirin, in Surah An-Nisa, verses 165. Surah An-Nisa is chapter 4. The messengers of Allah, plural messengers, all messengers are prophets. Not all prophets are messengers. Remember this. All messengers are prophets. Not all prophets are messengers. Meaning all messengers have book. All prophets, they are just supporting the messenger. The messengers bring glad news, good news, glad tidings to the good people. Of course, when you are doing what is good, you get good news. If you work hard, you get good news. People give you bonus. Your salary will be some changes because you are a good worker. But if you always don't do your work properly, do you expect your salary to be increased? People are thinking how to cut you off. Don't ever even think that I'm going to increase the salary for you. I'm thinking of what? I'm thinking that it's time for you to move out. If you want to work, you obey the rule. You follow the instruction. If you don't like the instruction, then you make hijrah. Finish. Why must you stay on and create problem for others? You shouldn't have done that. Maybe that you are not fit for that kind of job. Ma'asalama. The messengers bring good news to good people and warns others from Allah's punishment. Bashira wa nazira. That's why when people ask you, what is the main teaching of Buddhism? Example, just to share. The main teaching of Buddhism, Gautama Buddha, is sukha wa dukkha. It's not a Malay word. It's a Sanskrit word. An Indian word. But Malay changed it a bit. Sukha dukkha. We understand what is sukha dukkha? The word is sukha dukkha. It's like the word hadiah, kerusi. It's an Arabic word. It become a Malay word now. Sukha dukkha, if you translate in the Arabic term, bashiran wa nazira. Good news, glad tidings for those who follow, and a warning. Allah said again, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْزِرِينَ. We do not send the messengers except as carrier of glad news and as a warner. You see, they cannot force anybody, neither the Prophet can force anybody. Even Allah gives them miracle, they can do a lot of wonders that people can do. But whatever miracle that Allah gives them, they cannot force others. No. They are not soothsayer, known as like Bomo. make some kind of jumpy and then shoop, gone. You follow me already. If that is how simple thing is, I think the world today that is suffering, there's a lot of killing here and there in Syria, in Myanmar, in Palestine. You should send these good people and go there and jumpy, blow to the leader that now the leader follow you. Peace. No war. Everybody have peace. But it doesn't work. But people still want to believe in that. Prophet are not black. Bomo or soothsayer, they are messengers. Just was sent to convey the message, you make the decision. You decide. Because Allah said, La iqra fid din, no force, no compulsion. It's just like sisters share with you, those young sisters, the teen sisters, not THINTEENS, who are not yet married. You must have a plan to get married, number one. Don't say, no. Problem. Yeah, not married also problem. You must have a plan, open mind. Inshallah. Do you think anybody can force you to get married? Can your friend or can your father bring one guy, marry him? I like him. You have a father like him, I don't like him. You cannot force. Even if you are a young lady, nobody can force you. Allah gives you that birthright to say no. But you don't humiliate that guy. Look at him. So ugly. Look at his color. Why? You don't have black color? Your hair also is black one. Don't look at the color. No. But you must use your wisdom. Don't hurt the feeling of other. It's not his fault. He was forced by your father to follow to the house. You know? He was one of your father's worker, and now your father loved him so much. And then the father said, no, marry him. You say, Father, I'm not ready yet. I know he's a good man, but I'm not ready yet. Is that easy? I'm teaching you how to say it. And the father should honor your right. Oh, okay. By right, a father cannot do that. You love your child, you can share the information with her first. Don't bring the guy and say, no, marry him. That is too much. Nobody can force you. You have the right. The Prophet cannot force us. He share with you, tell you what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. Now you choose. If you choose what is good, good ending. You choose what is bad, you have to face it. And you don't say, we have never warned you. Now if you don't do that, amal ma'ruf nahi munkar, you will be questioned. Why don't you remind me? Example, if you know that this friend, he's a liar. He have lied to you, he have betrayed you. He asked you for rent 100, you give 100, you say, 1 week he'll pay you, 1 year he disappeared. Then suddenly he appeared again. Can you lend me again? No, this is really for the sake of God. No, he swear this, he swear that. You say, 100 you lend me, you borrowed from me last year, and you disappeared, now you ask me for 500. I don't think you can pay me. If I want to help you, I help you. Sadaqah, finish. You don't have to lie to me. Now, he cannot get the money from you. He go to your friend. What do you do? What should you do, brother and sister? You have to warn your friend, brother, can I talk to you for a while? Not to that guy, to your close friend. Bring him to one corner. I just have to remind you. That brother who is talking to you, if he asks you for money, I will tell you, please don't. I don't say he's 100% bad, no. But he have a weaknesses in paying back. He will promise you and he will betray you. Because he have done it to me, he can do it to you too. But if you want to give him some sadaqah, you want to give him something, it's up to you. But be careful. I should have warned you. If I don't warn you, what will happen? He will be the next victim. And who allowed him to be the victim? You allow him to be the victim. I will be very angry with you if I know. You know him, but you did not inform me. What kind of friend is this? I don't trust you anymore. The Prophet was sent to warn the people. You don't say, nobody informed me. So that now, none of us here can say that I do not know. Because I have informed you. About what? What I have said to all of you earlier. وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ What is that? Don't gossip and bad bite. So after this, if you still gossip, don't say, I do not know. So Ustaz now talk about gossiping one. Then Allah will call me in the day of judgment. Did you say this and this to them? I say, yes, of course. Who is the witness? Allah. When I said something, Allah have recorded it. I have said it on, what's the date today? 8 what? January year 2017. Time 11:30 maybe or 11:45. I forgot the timing. But the angel will never forget. They have recorded it today. Everything is recorded, brother and sister. That's why Allah, and with this ayah, I just want to share with you two more ayah. Establishing the evidence against the people on judgment day. Remember, all of us will experience death. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every living creation of God will end. Except Allah Almighty will live forever. Then judgment day will come. The evildoer cannot claim that Allah did not tell them what to do. Allah sent many prophets to guide them, but they refused to obey them. The prophet and messenger will stand as witnesses to this so that no one would claim that Allah did not warn him. Allah said, Rusulan mubashirin wa munzirin. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ أَلَى اللَّهِ خُجَّةٍ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا Allahu Akbar. How true the words of Allah. How wise Allah revealed His ayah. The messengers will bring glad news, that bring glad news to the good people and warn from Allah punishment, so that the people will have no argument against Allah in the day of judgment. After the messengers, Allah is always mighty and wise. Meaning Allah has sent messengers. He has warned all of us and we refuse to follow. In the day of judgment, you say, I don't know. No one informed me. Then Allah will call the messenger. Have you conveyed the message? The messenger, yes, we have conveyed. But they refuse to follow. Don't think that there is no witnesses in the day of judgment. There are a lot of witnesses. The angel will be our witnesses. Our body will be our own witnesses. Our hearing will be our witnesses. Our seeing will be our witnesses. Our tongue will be our witnesses. Our skin will be our witnesses. Everything Allah will command them to speak up. Every single thing that Allah created will be a witness against us. So don't think that you can escape. No. How smart you are at that day. You are not using your intelligence to answer Allah anymore. It is your own doing. Sometimes your tongue still wants to move in the different direction. I did not do that. And then your skin will say, yes. I didn't go to that area. Your leg will say, yes, I was there. And now we get better. Why do you say this? Keep quiet. But Allah command me to say, to speak up. This is the day Allah give all the freedom to all the parts of the body that they will bear witness against us. Allahu Akbar. So this is what Allah is telling us. If you still don't believe, nobody can force you. But in the day of judgment, if this thing happened, you don't blame anyone except yourself. When Allah sent a messenger to some people, the evidence is established against them, because a messenger was sent to you, the message has reached you. This means that they now know the right from the wrong, and if they choose to disobey the messenger, they would deserve Allah's punishment. And Surah Isra is very important ayah now. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. See how just Allah is. Never would we punish anyone until we have sent a messenger to them. People do ask me, Sheikh Hussein, what about the people living in the Amazon jungle? In the deep, far away area that no prophet was sent there, no missionary was sent there. They are ignorant, they just follow what they were taught by their father, by their grandfather. They worship the spirit, they worship that spirit. What do you say about this group of people? Nothing for me to say. I do not know. I never been there. I do not know whether there's a messenger was sent there. No, I also do not know. I have no knowledge whether some missionary have been sent over there. No, I also do not know. But I know what Allah said. That's how you answer. What did Allah say? وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. Where Allah said, we will not punish anybody until the messenger was sent, the truth have revealed to them, and they refuse. If they do not receive it, the punishment of Allah will not happen to them yet. And this is the group of people known to us as believers, the people of fitrah. Means they do not know. Zalika bi annahum qawmun la ya'lamun. In ayah, at the ayah Allah said, they are the people who knows not. But Allah Almighty, the all just and wise, will give them a fair trial in the day of judgment. Allah is very just. Don't worry about the justice of Allah. You just ask yourself, are you sincere to yourself here? Or you are lying, or you create news that I don't know. When you have been exposed to so many things, you refuse to accept and you say, I don't know. Can you say that you're working in the supermarket, taking care of the staff, the food, and can you say that I do not know that stealing is forbidden? Can you say this? Or you say, shoplifting is forbidden? I do not know. I thought, no, if you want to take just one thing per exit, okay. And I'm not selling, I'm using for myself, you know. So the company must take care of the welfare of his staff, you know. So to write in, to ask you every time, you'll be very busy. So each time I go out today, I take one toothpaste for me, I want to use. Tomorrow I take one toothbrush, for me. And after tomorrow I take one soap, sabun, for me. It's for my own use. Is that okay? But you don't know. Can you say to your company, I don't know? Maybe, I do not know, nobody informed me. Then if they are very wise, okay, I tell you now. You only take one sabun in your mind. I forgive one sabun and sacrifice. But I'm telling you now, you are not supposed to take this out without permission. Because with permission you can, one box also you can bring out. Not only one. You know? Yeah, if the boss said, send out one cartoon, send out one cartoon. No. Boss said, send out. No. This is an example. Yeah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remind his ummah, don't be judgmental. If these people really do not know, no one convey to them the message, they are ignorant, let Allah be the final judgment. He will judge them. And Allah will test them. In other hadith, the Prophet said, in the day of judgment, Allah will call upon this group of people who really don't have a messenger been sent to them, they have no knowledge, then Allah will give them the final test. They pass, alhamdulillah. If not, then that is their abode. They know where they are heading already. Because Allah knows whether you are trying to play around with God or not. You're trying to just excuse yourself and come up with lame excuses. He knew. He knows everything. So don't worry about that. People sometimes ask me, I became a Muslim in 68. My father died many, many years before that. I have Muslim friends, none of them talk to me about Islam. I had the feeling, my father also have Muslim friend. I don't think any of his friends talk to him about Islam. Do you believe that among your friends who are close to you, they do not know anything about Islam? Can that happen? Yes. Because you talk to them about so many things, about this fruit, about this place, about that place, but you don't talk about paradise and hell. When people ask me, why do you think your father will go? I say, Allah, only one who knows. I do not know. I believe Allah is just. That Allah will give a fair trial to my father. I leave it to Allah. But with the people who are still alive, when I convey the message to them, like my brother, my mother, alhamdulillah, towards the end of their life, they return back to Allah, they accept. Alhamdulillah. We do not know, but don't be judgmental. Our duty is just to remind each other, pray for the best, and always hope for the best. The only thing that we always pray, anything that is good, don't delay. We do not know when is our ending is coming. It's better to do something that is good before it's too late. Anything good, fastabiqul khairat. Be hasten. Quickly react. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we will continue about the rest in the coming class. But once again, I'd like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, please remember that we are no stranger among all the prophets. We are here to represent every prophet and messengers. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلٍ. Allah said, do not. Yeah, just say, this prophet and ignore other prophet. You must accept all the prophets and the messengers that Allah had mentioned in the Holy Quran. How many did Allah mention? How many did Allah mention in the Quran? names 25, but numbers is more than that. There are names that Allah did not expose it to you, even to Prophet Muhammad. But you cannot say only 25. 25 is only the names. But the Prophet and Messenger is more than that. Yeah. And our Prophet said 124,000. And he said, how many messengers? 315. And how many Ulul Azmi? 5. Good. Now is Q&A session. Fadda. Any question from the sister? Please send the mic to the sister.
Assalamualaikum Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I read of a story where one prophet's life term was increased by taking some years from another prophet's life term. Is this true? I can't remember the prophet's names though, but if that's true, and I believe it is so, how do you reconcile the above when we know that it is one of the four things that Allah has fixed and cannot be changed?
Good, yeah. Now, when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the collection of 40 hadith Nawawi about when Allah want to create something, all the creation Allah have fixed their living and their death and their provision, their risk, and it will never change. Okay? This is what our Prophet said to us. But at the end of the day, who have the right to change? Only Allah. Not us. Only Allah. You just have to say, kun fayakun. This happen again. But our general belief that when Allah has fixed something, it is fixed. Now, if there are things that Allah Himself want to make changes, it's something that nobody can question Him. That is our understanding. Don't ask what Allah can or can do. No. Just accept what have been conveyed to you. Now, this about the Prophet's lifespan. It was mentioned in the hadith that the angel of death came, and the angel of mercy also came to meet of Adam alayhi salam and inform Adam that your lifespan is 1,000 years. Now, that word number, 1,000 years, it can be very, very different between that time and this time. Time today flies so fast, 2017 now. 1,000 years ago, or few thousand years ago, 1,000 years must be very, very long. You know, last time in our 50, 60, we have so much time to do so many things. We can have tea and have tea again. And our father, mother will prepare cake and cake. We have so much time to spend. Now time flies. Why everybody is on the PlayStation? You know, so fast. But still 24 hours, but the blessing has gone. Now, Adam was being presented to him, you live 1,000 years. Then Adam one day was, angel presented to him again, his offsprings. It's like stars. And there is one star that attracts his attention. a brighter one. That's why you call the Star of David. That's why you call the Star of David. So, David is Prophet Daud. That star was so bright, attracted him. He asked the angel, who is this? Is one of your descendants, one of the children, is one the prophet? But he don't live long. He lived for 60 years only. He was attracted to this descendant. Give 40 of mine to him. Of course, his prayer was presented back to Allah. Allah Kabul. 40 years transferred to David. When he reached 960 years, angel of death came and said, Adam, I'm just showing how the dialogue only Allah knows. Time's up. Adam said, how old am I now? You know, they don't have calendar like today. They don't have calculators like today. Handphone can calculate. No. They don't have DNA and all that. How old am I now? 900. You said to me last time, 1,000. Now 960, you say time up. 40 more years to come. But you have asked Allah to transfer your 40 years to David. Now what happened to Adam? He forgot. And that's why we call human being insan. Derived from the root word nasiya. We have the tendency to forget. And normally when we forget, what do? We deny. No. No, I only remember 1,640 or 640 years. I don't remember. When I don't remember, no. Thousand. But Allah never forgot. Allah never forget. He remember every single thing that happened. And it's also recorded again. It's true, yes. That is the will of Allah Almighty. Yeah. Allah have all, you know, normally they say, when you die, you cannot be alive again. Did Allah allow something to happen? Yes, in the time of Moses. Yeah. Then Allah allowed the dead to be alive for just a while to bear witness and die. It's Allah's will. It's not our decision. If Allah wants to make it happen, He does it. For a reason. And that's why all of us have the weaknesses of what? Forgetfulness. As you age, you forget more. Yeah. And sometimes you pretend to forget. You excuse, I forgot. I don't know. If it's genuine, may Allah forgive you. That's why you say, Rabbana la tu'akhizna inna. What? Inna nasid. Oh Allah, don't punish me because of my forgetfulness. Because we are human. But you must be sincere to yourself that you really forget, no problem. But you do not pretend to forget. There is another issue. Yeah. Yes, what you say is true, and we don't have any issue about believing in the power of Allah Almighty. Yeah. Now, any next question? Sisters, seeing that there's a mic behind, is any question from other sisters? None. Any question from the brothers? Now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Naam.
And he was saying that whatever good deeds that you do is accountable in the Day of Judgment. So he said, what about us? We also do good deeds. And our good deeds taken into account during the Day of Judgment. So I was not sure how to answer, because I thought that the fact that you are non-believer, you don't believe in Allah alone as a God, so that whatever good you do is only beneficial in lifetime, not in the judgment day. Am I right? I didn't say that, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Now, we may have friends, good friends, who are not yet a believer, will ask you a question that is very rational, very logical. We believe that God is fair and just. If we do good deeds, He will take that good deeds into account. If you do bad deeds, He will take that into account too. Yes, we all believe in that. Why? Because Allah said so. Remember what Allah said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Now this ayah, I am going to share with all the good brothers and sisters, please remember what Allah said. No, don't try to act more than what Allah said. Allah is telling us, whoever act on a deed, whether it's good or bad, in the Day of Judgment or at the Day of Judgment, Allah will present it to you so that you bear witness again. Yara means Allah will let you see your own doing. All the A, B, Z, until Z good thing, He also will present it to you, say, to show you He never forgot. He remember. You may forget how many good deeds you have done, but Allah never forgot. And then all the bad deeds also He will represent it to you. To show you how just is Allah, that He is all-knowing, all-seeing, He never forget. There is Allah. Wala sinatun wala naum. But then, whether Allah is going to reward you or He is not going to accept your deeds or not, is up to Him. That day belong to Him. I will show you. This is what you claim. You said this is good, 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 good. But whether you are doing all the good deeds for God or for other things, only Allah knows and you know. But now they tell us, we do not know what is the intention. You help a person, just want to show them that you are a good person, then that person will be very thankful to you. He will praise you, and that's what you get, because you do for him and you get his acknowledgement. You don't do for the sake of God. Give you one simple example. You know, in the hadith of the Prophet, authentic hadith, talk about two incidents about dogs. One is a man and one is a woman. Go back to the woman now. The woman, he was a prostitute. You know what is a prostitute. But she's a bad person. Maybe only Allah knows why she ended up to be a prostitute. But she have a good heart. Where we don't know. Normally you see a prostitute, khalas. How good? Good. Good cannot be like this. You know? Our judgment. You don't know what make her to do all these things. So then, one day he saw a dog is dying of thirst. And she took some water and gave it to the dog. Because she have the belief in her. She do believe in Allah. She do believe in the mercy of Allah. And because of that, Allah forgive all her sins and admit her to paradise. Okay? Understand this story? Good. Now, can you say, now any woman who wants to go to paradise, go and look for a dog. So easy. Bring some water. Look at, but these dogs, they don't need the water because they are surviving very well. They don't like water, maybe Pepsi. You can't do that. You cannot pretend this must, it really must come from the heart. When this thing happened, how do you feel towards Allah's creation? The mercy you have. And the Prophet said, whoever show mercy to Allah's creation, Allah will shower His mercy. But it comes back to your intention again. Is your intention is important? Innamal a'malu binniyat. No, it's your intention, and Allah knows about your intention more than anyone else. So Allah will judge you according to your intention. So why do you do good? You do good, you want to show to the world that you are a good man. The world acknowledges you, khalas. You had all the reward. They give you award. So what do you want from me? You do for them, so you get the payment from them already. To the extent that the Prophet warned us that in the day of judgment, when we come to Allah and Allah present all our good deeds and we say we do this for Him, He said, you lie, you do it for that person, go to that person and ask him to reward you. Not me, because you don't do it for me. Is that judge? Is that fair? You have a worker who work for your neighbor and call you to pay. Yeah? You work in my neighbor and you call me to pay your salary. You call that person that you work and pay you. That is fair. Just an example. So, we believe that this will happen. But at the end of the day, Allah knows best whether what you do is sincere or not. That day is the day between we and Allah, not we between ourselves. You want to say whether your good deeds is a good deed, you let Allah value it, not me. But again, when you deny God, that means you deny the judgment day. Who told you that it is a judgment day? It's God. You don't believe in the judgment day. Who told you about hell and paradise? Allah. God told us. That means you don't believe, then why must you be rewarded? You don't believe in that. Finish. When you are dead, dead, khalas. Over there, because you don't believe, then Allah, it's up to Allah to show you where you're going to. You don't believe in my mercy. You don't believe in hell, now I let you see hell. And now you believe that hell is true. So a lot of things that is happening today, brother and sister, like I said again, I remind myself and all the good brothers and sisters, don't be judgmental and try to convey the true message to the people that we are close to. If they are still very confused, try to bring them closer and make them understand the reality of the truth. I think a lot of people who know, you know what is right, what is wrong, it's just because of their stubbornness sometimes and their arrogance, they just do not want to reform. And that's why all the Prophet was sent to remind us to change. And if we decide not to change, then Allah will say to us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of any one of you until you have decided to change. Then Allah help you. Any last question from the sisters? None, alhamdulillah. Back to the brothers. Boys, yeah, this young boy is going to ask me something. Yeah, there's a mic pass to the young boy.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ustaz, evil eye.
What is evil eyes? Evil eye, the Prophet ﷺ told us that is a person when he look at you. When a person look at you, he like to say a lot of things about you. And sometimes that word can bring some impact to us. It become an evil eye. That means there will be some disturbance. Yeah, there's some disturbance to us that cause unrest to us. We may be affected by the evil eye. You understand? We do not. No one knows how the evil eye will come to you. When? No one knows. That's why you must protect yourself. How do you protect yourself? By reciting the morning and the evening prayer. Like Bismillahillazi la yadurru ma ismi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim. These are the shield to protect us from all these unseen evil eyes. You got that, boy? We may not know how it really come to us, but we have to prepare ourselves. It's just like the viruses. We do not know when the virus is going to come because if you can't see the virus. It's floating in the air. Allah can push it to other area. No, Allah can protect us, but we don't know. So we always ask for protection. Then may Allah protect us. Yeah. Evil eye do exist. That's why whatever good thing that you are doing also, be careful. Whatever bad thing you do also, be careful. Yeah. Evil eye is not only for those who see you sometimes. The people who may talk about you also can cause an evil eye. So minimize yourself from being gossiped by others, being talked by others, if possible. Don't show off. Don't be arrogant. Yeah. All these extra things that Allah have given us, if you don't take care of it, you are inviting evil eyes. Yeah. So may Allah protect all of us from the Ayn. Ameen. Until we see you again, inshallah, in the next class. So, a humble reminder, this month I will keep on reminding about our yearly LOU, letter of undertaking, that we always remind all the good brothers and sisters who have been supporting us to do all our good activities. We always need all the support, you know, from time to time. The more we have, the more we can do. And so who the LOU agreement is only ringgit per year. So those who have been helping us, may Allah reward you kindly. And those who are not aware, we are here to remind you. But we are not here to force you. Yeah? Don't worry, nobody force you. Yeah? It's just a reminder so that if we are doing all the good deeds, we do not want the good deeds not to reach you. We want you to participate so that you also receive the reward from Allah Rabbul Alameen. We do the work, but you also will be rewarded. So may Allah forgive us, protect us from all the evil eyes, and may Allah accept all our deeds. آمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.